Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. How may I help you today?
Hi, Lamont. My name is Cynthia Johnson, and my husband Matthew Johnson is here with me as well. There was an order that he had placed, and I was just speaking with a representative, and she hung up on me. I'm not really sure why. She said she was disconnecting the call. It is odd to me, but at any rate, apparently there was some misinformation that my husband came across when purchasing. He purchased earbuds, air the anyway the earphones, the earbuds. I think they're called earbuds. And then also there was a watch that both were discounted, but at no point did it say that it was a trial offer for 14 days and that we would be charged $60 more dollars in 2 weeks. So we're both completely shocked by this. And so when I saw the $59.95 get hit my bank account today, I called right away and said that, wanted to know what this was about. So she explained that it was a 14-day trial period, and we were supposed to cancel or return the items. I don't know. She didn't specify within 14 days. And so I said, so what else is going to be charged to us? Because if that was the first charge for the earbuds, was there going to be another charge for the watch? And I said, because we really don't want the watch at all. It was just for that price. How could we turn it down? I said, well, we'll send it back. And she said at this time, well, she put me on hold for like 5 minutes and then came back and said, well, at this time, we can't take the watch back, but what I can do is offer you a discount on future orders. And I said, well, that's not going to do us any good because, and before I finished my sentence, she said something, and all I heard was disconnect the call. And I said, what? And she repeated it and then hung up on me. So I'm just dumbfounded by the whole thing, and so is my husband. And so I guess I just don't understand how you can misrepresent the purchase of these items and then not accept them back when I find out that you're going to charge us more money.
Well, ma'am, may I have your zip code so I can pull up that account for you?
Of course, it's 48186, and it would be under my husband's name, Matthew Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. And can you verify the shipping address for me?
That would be 653 South Wildwood Street.
Thank you, ma'am. And you're calling in reference to the mini wireless earpods and the smart health watch. And the warranty, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So we received the earbuds and the watch, and I don't know if the warranty is for just for the earbuds or the watch or both. I don't know.
Well, ma'am, the warranty's for both of them. And what the other agent was trying to explain was that the discounts would be for the. There is another charge for the watch. It's, I believe, it's a. Excuse me, just give me 1 second. I can look for that charge. It's a $59.95 charge, but what she was offering the discounts towards was towards that charge.
No, there's
So
not going to be another charge. We're going to turn down the charge.
just give me.
Now listen, I'm going to get with the US Postal Service because basically you guys had a Postal Service questionnaire. I answered the questionnaire and it came back saying that if I answered the questionnaire questions correct, then I had a prize that was coming to me. Okay? Free of charge. And there was no price whatsoever for the earphones.
except for some a shipping price, I thought.
Well,
and
sir,
then I'm just telling you, I will not let my charge. I will not. Huh?
Well, just give me
just
give me 1 second, sir. Just give me 1 second. I'm trying to assist, and I understand that yes, that you had answered a survey, yes. But when you had answered that survey, when you had put your order in for the watch, you also agreed in the terms and conditions to pay for the earbuds for that $59.95 charge. Now, sir, you do not have any further charges. Everything that you have is paid for. There's no further charges. I do apologize when I said that there was. You guys actually bought the watch in its entirety on the 26th. Now, there are no further charges for these products. What happened was you agreed to the terms and conditions to being billed the $59.95 after the 14-day trial. That's what makes these charges valid.
Did you see anything like that?
No.
I didn't see anything like that.
No, I did.
I never saw that it would be charged anything extra.
Well, it would have been in a checkbox right underneath where he had put in all of his information, or it could have been somewhere during the while he was putting it in while he was transferring from the survey into the order sheet. So like it would have been before the putting in your credit card information.
So you're saying that it's not $59.95 or whatever per item. It was just a one time additional $59.95 that we would be charged. Is that correct?
Well, it's just for the earbuds. The earbuds were on a 14-day trial, so you could try them out for 14 days before you were billed for the $59.95. The reason why we have that 14-day trial is because of the $59.95 tag. Now, there are no further charges. It only just pays for those earbuds, and that's it, because everything else is paid for. But you guys do have a lifetime warranty on both of those products, so if they ever break, you just call this number back and let us know that it broke, and we can issue an RMA or replace that product for you.
Okay, so there will be no more charges, and everything is set, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're in association with the U.S. Postal Service, I would assume.
Well, sir, they do allow us to use ads from them, but I'm not in the marketing department. I'm only in the customer service department, so I'm not really sure which ad you may have seen.
I'm not saying you are, but I do know some upper people in the Detroit division of the U.S. Postal Service, and I'm going to file a formal complaint about the way your marketing and advertisement is and how this got handled, because it is very misleading and very upsetting. I only went along with it because I believed that it was legit without anything surprising about it, and I'm very, very disappointed with your company and with how it all went. So I will be filing a formal complaint with the U.S. Postal Service about your service.
And the Better Business Bureau.
And the Better Business Bureau. My wife is absolutely correct. So I appreciate your explanation and the previous woman that hung up on my wife. You know, I wish that we could file a complaint on her, because that's terrible customer service. You, on the other hand, I appreciate and thank you. And, you know, these calls are recorded. You do a good job and do or should receive compliments for your service.
Well, sir, as a courtesy, because you may not have seen the terms and conditions, I understand that you may not have seen them. Like, you know, I understand that you see a watch and it's like only $6.95. You don't have to pay that much for it, and you also get the watch added on for $29.95. Excuse me, I meant to say earbuds. And you click through it very fast, may not have seen the terms and conditions. I can offer back 35% refund of that $59.95 charge back.
Well,
that would be
great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, just give me 1 second. I can get that refund process for you. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. So I'm going to be returning back to your account $20.99. That's just 35% of $59.95. And you should be receiving an email right as soon as I send it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. And again,
we really appreciate that.
We do really appreciate it.
No problem. You should be receiving an email right now titled "You have received a refund sent to MattJohnson93@AOL.com. It'll be a refund for a total of $20.99. You should see that back in your account, whether instantaneously or in 3 to 5 business days. That just depends on your bank, but I have sent out the refund, which is why we sent out the email at the exact time that we sent it out.
Great. Thank you.
Great.
No problem.
Have a very good evening, and we'll talk to you later.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.